to YXN, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club's repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So, at this point, do we have any emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on June 21st at 7:30 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Ireland Community Center, which is on 106 Skyland Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not necessary to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact the club member and we can set that up. Should a net control not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few moments, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find our preamble on our website, which is www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any stations that are portable, battery-powered, or mobile that would like to join our net this evening. Please call now. I am now listening for any stations that might be on Echolink who would like to join us. I will pause for 15 seconds.
Yeah, this is Dave, KD2ERR, from Bainbridge, New York. I see one other in the queue.
Hey, Dave. Any other stations?
All right, yeah, good evening, Kathy and Dave. This is KD2FPM. That's Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And it looks like I'm the last one in the queue so far.
All right, that recognizes Kevin. So go up to the top. Dave, ERR. Well, thank you for joining our net this evening, and how are you?
Yeah, good evening, everyone on the net, and hello again, Kevin. Spent the past hour or so finalizing some plans for going to the Cortland Ham Fest tomorrow. It's going to be my first Ham Fest of the year, which is kind of unusual for me. Usually I've gone to two or three by now, but looking forward to finding some good deals and maybe a few things I need to enhance the shack here a little bit. With that, I'll say 7-3 and everyone have a good evening, and we'll catch you again soon. 82ERR.
Okay, Dave, well, I think the weather's going to be good for the Ham Fest. Good. Well, I hope you find some good deals. They're often are, so great. Okay, next up, we have Kevin James. And how are you this evening?
All right, yeah, thanks, Kathy. KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. And, unfortunately, I may have to burst the weather bubble here. It looks like tomorrow, probably about midday, we may see some dicey weather come through. So keep an eye and an ear close to the sky and the radio, because some of these storms that may start popping up could be potentially strong, and things could get a little, like I say, dicey. So, and I know after the front comes through, because it's what they're referring to it as a cool front, which basically means that the cold front is catching up to the warm front, basically as a storm is starting to wind itself out. So with that being said, it's going to get a little interesting here in the next 24 to 48 hours. After this system pulls through, we'll see the temps that might be up in the mid-70s tomorrow drop back into the 60s with some cool nights ahead, and it'll be windy probably a good part of Sunday and Monday as this thing pulls out of here. So if you have any furniture that's around that could be get blown around outside, and I say furniture, lawn furniture to be specific, lawn chairs, anything that's light, garbage cans, et cetera, that could wind up a couple counties over, might want to batten them down pretty tightly because they may take off on us. So it's going to be a little bit cooler this week, and things will slowly start to climb back to more normal ranges by the end of the week. So hang in there. And right now we got 55 degrees, mostly clear skies. In fact, today was a perfect day. If they were doing satellite imaging, there was not a cloud in the sky, and the humidity was only about 30%. So they could have gotten some really nice images of central New York. All right, with that, I'll say 7-3. This is KD2FPM. Back to net control.
Okay, Kevin. Well, as far as Dave's concerned, going to the Hamfest down in Cortland, their weather's totally different. So hopefully he'll have a good time there. And, yeah, we had actually got down to 31 degrees last night. We had a freeze in June of all places, of all times. But none of the plants were hit, so I'm very, very glad. We still have all our little vegetables coming up. All right, Kevin. Well, thanks for the weather report. And hopefully we will be getting into some warmer weather soon, so that'll be good. Okay, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Looking for check-ins from regular members and guests.
WA2U.
Okay, WA2U, John. That recognizes. And any other stations, please call now. Okay. WA2U, you're up to bat.
WA2U. Well, we have two on RF here and two on the Echolink. So good evening to Kevin James and, let's see, Dave. I heard Bill earlier this evening, KA3 station, but then it went away. That was prior to the net. And good evening to those that are listening. So y'all had a good day today. Kathy went out and she mowed some of the lawn and almost got 99.99% finished, running up around 8-ish or so, and the lawnmower ran out of gas, and I asked her, want more gas? Oh, finish it tomorrow. So anyways, had a nice evening last night. I don't think anything froze. I told Kathy, I thought it was 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning while we were working on the 807, and the temperature was 36 degrees. We make enough fire in the fire ring, which we had a good fire, and enough smoke that would cause some sort of cloud coverage over here, and it would keep the temperatures warm out towards the garden. So maybe something worked from that, but I doubt it. But it was a fun thought, and we exercised that philosophy last night. So we had some other company come over, and we listened to the SiriusXM radio, and it went from warm down to, as I said, we were sitting right near the fire ring. It was about 36 degrees out, but it was beautiful evening. And tomorrow is the Cortland Hamfest, and maybe I can talk more about that later. Maybe we'll get some other additional check-ins. So WA2, back to net. Oh, just a comment on the weather. The we're up a lot higher, so everything changes. I think we're at about 50 degrees right now compared to Kevin James at 55. And certain elevation and all that seems to make a big play in the weather. I know when we lived in Clay, they always used to say weather north is a throughway versus south, so it was like a wall. As I said, WA2 back to that.
All right, John, thanks for joining us this evening. Yep, the mower ran out of gas, I ran out of gas, and there's a certain line in the evening when the sun goes down, the bugs come out, and that's when I go in. All right, this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley ServiceNet, looking for further check-ins.
KC2YXN, KA3TFB, Bill in Warrendale. Western Pennsylvania checking in, over.
Hey, Bill, great. Thank you for joining us. So, how are things there in Pennsylvania?
I'm going to call it a day. We didn't have any rain. But I was telling Kevin James here on the backside of the burner here that as I was powering up, you know, I was trying to log on through the computer, and it always showed it was a timeout. So, you know, I just kept on trying, and I just gave up. But I had a real bad leg cramp, one of the worst ones I've had in a long time. So my leg cramp pills are in the back bedroom, so I had to drag myself back and get those pills. And about 3 minutes after I took the leg cramp pills, it just eased up. But I worked hard all week, so I'm probably deficient in electrolytes. So that's what we'll be sipping here. We're going to go in the refrigerator and sip on some of those electrolytes. Top of the evening to everybody. Kevin James has posted a weather advisory. I can see real bad storm clouds out there in Wisconsin and that area tonight. Back to net control from Miss Kathy. Thanks for being there. Tip my hat to everybody in the New York State. KA3TFB. Back to net control.
Okay, Bill. Well, we'll tip our New York State hats to you Pennsylvanians. Speaking of electrolytes, I take one. It's really, really great. It's called Emergency. It's spelled E-M-E-R-G-E-N-C. And you just, it's a powder, and you mix it with water, and boy, that stuff, that's like Powerade or something. That really gets you back up. So I don't know if you've ever tried that or not, but it tastes good too. So how about that? All right. Well, thanks, Bill, for joining us. I'll do another call-up. Do we have any other stations that would like to join us this evening?
SM to PSM, Kathy, and I hope John is by, because I got some good information for you on getting Time Warner Cable up to where you are.
Well, good evening, George. Thanks for joining us. So, we're dying to know.
Okay, listen carefully. I want to tell you all the trouble I was having with Frontier. Well, I got a visit, even though I got the other modem and everything, and I got a visit yesterday from a David Knowlton, K-N-O-W-L-T-O-N is his name. Cell phone is 560-7669. And I told him that the other thing came and I was back on the air, everything was all right. And I said, furthermore, I said I thought it was an awful drag to have an environmental impact statement and then a feasibility statement. So I said, oh, we can dispense with that. And then I told him what was going on with you people over there. And he said, up to 300 feet away, they normally do. But if you call them, they may be able to give you a deal or some other kind of thing on it, apparently. So if you want to give this guy a call, business hours, again, of course, 560-7669. His name is David Knowlton, and there's an email address of David Knowlton, all one word, all small, I can't read this whole thing now without my glasses, or if it's David-Knowlton, I can't tell for sure on here, at twcable.com. And maybe you can swing some kind of a deal or something where you can get it up there. And I've also seen where something hit the news here in Watertown that the Attorney General there at the Time Warner Cable now saying that their claim speed for the Internet isn't really what they say it is either. So I don't know what's going on, but I'm not definitely, as long as this thing with Frontier is working, I'm not going to go trying to switch anything again. Then, I got a phone call today saying I owed them $90. I said, what the heck do I owe? By the end of today, you got to have them $90. I said, for what? I didn't get the thing. The guy came, I told him what went on and all, and that was it. I wasn't sending anyone $90 for something I didn't get or order. So, that's the long and short of it. Temperature here, just have to wait a second. The temperature range I know was 41 to 67. Let me take a quick look here at the thermometer. The temperature 54 degrees right now, and turn that heat on the last two nights. Probably will again tonight. And make sure tonight I'm going to be pulling out not only the phone line, but also the electric plugs and everything here going to this, because I don't want another, I don't need a repeat performance again. With that, God bless. 73 is N2PFM clear.
Okay, George, well, thank you for the information. I got it all down. Yeah, that would be great to have something else other than Frontier, but you know what? Time Warner just got bought out by somebody else, so they're pulling a lot of funny stuff, too. They're making people have these boxes, and I don't know, but we will check it out. Doesn't it cost a thing to ask, so. Well, thank you. Yep, we had a freeze last night. We got down to 31 degrees, so that was, but nothing was harmed, so. All right, George, well, thanks for joining us. And do we have any other comments, queries, or late check-ins? This is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley ServiceNet. Please call now.
WA2 with comments and information.
Go ahead, John.
Okay, very good. Well, thanks, George, for the info. Kathy's got it written down here on the pad. And, there might be some hope. There's some people that are developing property that's further down the road than we are. They just started, and ironically, our neighbors are further up the road, about 1,000 feet right across from other property we have. And maybe, if a number of us make enough noise, we can get something to change. And it's so funny that you said this, because National Grid is going to come in and change our pole and put a different transformer and put a bigger pole in. And sure enough, we got outside today, and the lawn is flagged and spray painted where they don't want National Grid to dig up their lines. So kind of interesting. But hopefully that'll all work out without any complications. Dave's going to the Hamfest, maybe other people are, and that's the Cortland Hamfest. That's tomorrow at the Cortland County Fairgrounds. Talkins 147.180 with a plus offset. The PL tone is 71.9. Flea market, I guess, starts at 7 a.m., and people come in, vendors and things, I guess, get the billings at 7:30, gets his coffee and donuts, things of that nature. Well, there's VE testing, but I believe you have to have pre-registration for that. But it's always usually a great ham fest. It's a flea market indoor and outdoor. And depending on the weather, it's kind of nice to be inside under if it's a real hot day with a lot of sun. Some people might be listening for the first time that might be going to the ham fest for the first time because it's relatively close. There's a couple things that just come to mind that you may want to bring along with you besides an Alma or a friend in case you've never been to a ham fest. One of which is, of course, you want some sort of sun protection, some sunblock of some nature. They want to travel, some places will allow, but you probably want some your own water, so you don't have to buy expensive water, depending on the vendors or who's there. So that's always good. You'll laugh for some of the people that are into the heavy boat anchors and those pieces of equipment you just can't go without. Anyone that's gone to a ham fest, a lot of times they'll keep like a portable little truck that they can fold up and keep in their trunk. It's a lot easier pulling something around on a truck or a flatbed type device and trying to get, all of a sudden when you have to carry something that weighs 80 pounds, no one's around, so that's a good thing to have. Have a continuity check. Everyone's probably got one of those. You know, you go in a ham fest and you want to check to see if either the batteries got some voltage in it. You know, sometimes people are selling batteries. I have a parts list with you of different tubes or things. You go to a ham fest and maybe they've got an old radio looking for 6146, the old sweep tubes, and or just tubes in general or parts. So have a parts and a list that you can check off. And if you can bring some parts that you're trying to match up, that's a good thing. a lot of times people have connectors at a ham fest and don't go for the real shiny ones. So you want the, you know, the old quality ones that have a little bit of a dull finish. Those are the really good ones. The ones that are all chrome plated, you want to stay away from those. And of course you'll hear, you'll find people are saying, well, this is stainless steel hardware, I guarantee it. Well, you may want to have a magnet in your pocket too, because when you start picking up what's supposedly all pure stainless steel, you know that there's a problem there. And a good place to get, you know, different to ladder line or support for your antennas, wire. Sometimes it's a good place to get wire. You don't have, you know, if you can buy a lot of it. Zip ties, stuff to do soldering with. But if you got a friend with you, that's the best thing. Or an Elmer or another general. It's always good to have another opinion. That's what I was trying to say. If you've got a piece of equipment that you're questionable about, you can always get someone's opinion. I believe at Cortland, and I'm trying to remember the layout of this, a lot of hamfests give you the opportunity to plug something in, and that's a very, very good thing to do. So if you have a place, there are places, though, when you go to plug something in, the plugs are not live, so you might have to ask whoever the chairman is. I know some people ran into that last year. There's a lot of receptacles, but because of the hamfest or just because of liabilities, they had them shut off, so you want to make sure you're going, again, if you got your continuity of check or your voltage, make sure your handhelds are charged. So if you're really limited on time and you've got two or three people, you can roam around and cover a bigger area rather than staying together in a group. So there's a number of things. Most of all, is get there early. You know, it's the old adage, the early bird gets the worm. Just a few tips and thoughts. WATU back to net.
Okay, John, well, thank you for that commentary about the hamfest. Good point. Other one final call up before we have our joke and close. So this is KC2YXN for the Black River Valley Service Net. Any further late check-ins or comments? All right, before I close the net, I'll have our Friday evening chuckle. So here we go. We're on interesting definitions. All right, doctor is a noun, a person who kills your ills with pills and kills you with bills, etc. An abbreviation that makes others think you know more than you actually do. Father, the banker that nature provides. The last one is carnation, a country where each citizen owns an automobile. I will now close Black River Valley Service Net, but before I do that, I would like to thank Dave, Kevin, John, Bill, and George for joining with us this evening, having good chats, and all you scanner listeners out there, and all the other listeners as well. Great to have everybody in the net this evening. Everybody have a very, very good weekend, whether it's a ham fest or watching out for that storm. Have a happy, happy time. This is KC2YXN 73. I'm clear.
KD2AIT Echo Link repeater, KA3TFB logging off the Echo Link system. Stay cool, everybody. Nighty-night.
This is Kilo Charlie 2, Oscar Victor Bravo, Dick Romutica, calling for the United County Traffic Emergency Net. Looking for stations, all stations are welcome, with or without traffic, and check-ins will be appreciated. Rock 10. Calling for Rock 10. All stations are welcome, with or without traffic. Final call for Rock 10. Jim would like to thank the Boonville Amateur Radio Club for allowing Oct 10 the use of its repeater. KC2OVB, clear.